This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, buddy. If you want to see the video of this week's live finale, you can buy the replay via birdfuck.com. This video will not be on our YouTube channel, so check out the replay. Birdfuck.com.
Hark, Taco Bell, eat Taco Bell, craving all day, waistline will pay. Madness is here, sucks every year, stomach-making pain. Doughboys complain, ding-a-dong, ding-dong, that is their song. Lunch wrap supreme, mad sour cream, Baja Blast freeze, pintos and cheese,
stench everywhere,
filling the air. Good caramel, burrito, cheesy roll, Dave Thomas Cup, hot is the sauce, and most their boss, juice isn't near. Madness is clear, munchy, 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 madness. Munchy, 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 madness. Mitch wearing plaid, Tiger is mad, burger and spoon, they're split on two. Hot Taco Bell, eat Taco Bell, craving all day, waistline will pay. Madness is here, sucks every year, stomach in pain. Doughboys complain, ding dong ding dong, that is their song. Crunch wrap supreme, add sour cream, Baja Blast freeze, pinball and cheese, stenched everywhere, filling the air. Don't kill a big burrito, cheesy roll up, Dave Thomas cup. Hot is the sauce, and most of all, sauce isn't here. Madness is clear, munchy, 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 madness. Munchy, 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 madness. Doughboys is old, head game should fold, both hosts are sad. Podcast is back!
One month ago, the entire Taco Bell menu was cleaved into six groups, or goops, by category. The field was winnowed further in two chomp-out rounds, and now stands as a triforce of finalists, which face off tonight in a winner-takes-all triple-treat match. Cheesy Gordita Crunch, the one-seed juggernaut that squashed its competition like an owlbear leaping off a ledge. Baja Blast Freeze, the baffling result of a birthday boy's blockade that saw it ice out favorites like Bean Burrito, Chalupa Supreme, Mexican Pizza, and Spicy Potato Soft Taco. And the Habit Tempura Green Beans. The winner of the deposed commissioner's brain-dead brainchild, the Yum Brands All-Star Game. Yup, they're in this shit too. Obviously, Cheesy Gordita Crunch is just gonna win, so what are we even doing here? This isn't a competition, this is a coronation! You're really gonna watch and or listen to this dog shit for the next 2 hours? Come on! Have you ever seen The Fugitive? That's a great movie, go watch The Fugitive! Regardless of the preordained outcome, we have a solemn duty to etch a new name into the most prestigious trophy in chain restaurant podcasting, the Dave Thomas Cup. Tonight, a champion will be crowned! This week on Doughboys, live Moss, the finale of For Whom the Bell Does, Munch Madness 2024, the Tournament of Champions 9, Do Quiero Taco Bell, Baja Blast Threes E, Cheesy Gordita Crunch E, the Habit Tempura Green Beans. Ring the damn bell! Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm the bean boy, Nick Weiger, and this is the finale of Munch Madness 2024. Wow. We have so much show to get to, but before we do so, first I need to introduce our co-host. Please, give it up for, as I find it on my iPad, this week's roast is courtesy of Jeremiah H. Let me introduce my co-host, the Taco Bell of the ball. The meat man, Mike Mitchell.
Worthy. It's worthy. It's munch time, bitches.
Wow, he said it.
I said it. Wags, today we cast the most important vote you'll cast this year. This is huge.
We're both locked in for RFK Jr., right?
100%.
100%.
By the way, P. Diddy asked if you need a ride home or just to the theater.
I've been on that plane. I actually was talking backstage with our guests about, I don't know if anyone's seen this Funny or Die video from 10 years ago.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, of course you have. I made a sketch with Diddy. It was a Downton Abbey parody called Downton Diddy, where we VFX'd him into a bunch of Downton Abbey clips. And now I'm like, I'm worried about what's going to happen to that sketch. What's the legacy of that great sketch I made?
They can't take it down.
They can't take it down.
Downton Abbey, Diddy, it's perfect. Wags, I know I say this a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel a lot like Randy the Ram from The Wrestler.
Yeah, right.
Which is, you know, he basically at the end of the movie, he's dying.
He's getting off the top turnbuckle. Mm-hmm. He's hitting his finisher, and that's the final act he's going to take on Earth.
He's gonna, yes. Yeah. In the last week, I've had a CT scan.
Right.
And thought I had a heart attack in the last 36 hours, but we're doing this.
We're doing this. That's partly why I wanted to have a wholesome non-roast roast to introduce you.
Because it may be the last one,
well,
possibly.
No. I wasn't thinking that grimly. No, I was just more meant like, just to gas you up a little bit.
1 week ago, I was going into a CT scan, getting stuck, jamming into it over and over again. Wags, we got to do a healthy month. We got to do something.
I'm down for something. We got to break it up.
I'm going to make this vow right now. Mm-hmm. If I don't get my shit squared away, 10-year anniversary, I'm going to resign as the Spoon Man.
Does that mean you'll just resign the title and you'll be a new guy? Or will you leave the podcast?
Yes, you can have a new guy. You can have someone else come on the show.
No, I meant, would you? No, we can't do the show without you, Mitch.
Why?
We can't. No, there's no Doughboys without Mitch.
I didn't know you'd say something like this.
Mitch, you're the Taco Bell of the ball.
Why?
No, we can't do it without you. But if it's endangering your health, then we'll figure something out.
I couldn't tell if my mic is low or if I'm bombing.
I had the same feeling, and yeah. I realized it's both.
Yep.
Because we have a lot of show to get to, but before we go any further, how great were the Voices of Christmas?
Yes.
Lisa, Allison, Kirk, and Brett. How awesome was that?
Completely confusing as to why they're here. They're like, what the fuck is this? And then the more and more they see, they're just more confused by. That's horrifying. When the curtain opened, they didn't know what was behind the curtain.
Yeah, I know.
And then our listeners.
Yeah. More of the guys we met backstage. Got it. Just 200 of those guys.
There's a rule at Dynasty. There's a sign that says, don't take big shits.
It is true in the
bathroom.
Which
I don't know if they knew they had a crowd filled with Taco Bell. I've broken the rule already. You know this.
Well, because I saw that and I was like, is that a blanket ban on shitting or is it specifically big shits? Because if it's just big shits, that's hard to enforce.
Yeah.
What makes a big shit? One person's big shit is not another person's big shit.
When I finished, a representative from Dynasty came in the bathroom with a ruler. And he says, "If this meets, I'll flush it. If it meets the size, if not, you're going to take it home." So.
While I'm here, let me flip it over to the millimeter side and measure that hog.
It's more than a few millimeters. Wags, should I hit him with a drop?
We got
the Taco Bell posse here in the back. You can probably sure hear
do.
Them.
Yeah.
The Fupa posse, like the pussy posse, but I liked that.
I liked it. Run it by them.
But let's hit him. Let's hit him with a little drop, Wags. Here we go.
Wags, we're here on Wags, we're here on Wags, we're here on Wags, we're here on the tournament. Munch time, bitch. Munch time, bitch. It's munch time, bitch. Munch time, bitch.
It's munch time. It's munch time. It's munch time, bitch. Fun to say.
Munch time, bitch.
Well said. Wow. What a drop.
Every time we play the drop, it is just a complete dead zone. It's like if we brought fucking, what's his name? Is it Jared from South? Why did I forget Jared's name?
Mitch, your health is a worry now.
Forgot my favorite actor's name? Dear God. Hey, Dose Squad, here's a dumb drop for a bad podcast. Crunch Rap University for Life. Love the pod / hate myself, Derek.
Wow.
At Oh So Nerdy, S-E-W, nerdy, on Instagram.
Love that.
Great job. Great drop.
Just had me thinking all the great times I had with Jared and Diddy in the hot tub.
Someone told us backstage that he's fled the country.
Yeah,
with
isn't
the news
that wild?
That we were hearing. Yeah. Oh, well, he's not going to come out. No surprise Diddy tonight.
But we did have a surprise Ditty up top.
That's right, Wags. Yes, we parodied a Christmas song for Munch Madness.
Mitch, we got to get our guests out here.
They're much funnier than us.
It's true. Everyone already knows that. Y'all ready for our guests?
Wow. Who the fuck's the guy standing in the back?
What's going on in the back? Is everything okay?
Put the lights on again. Oh, it's a cameraman.
Okay, got it.
I was going to tell everyone to get down. We're being live streamed, why?
It's true, we're being live streamed.
Live streamed, wow. Oh, yeah. All right, get him out here.
Please welcome the Taco Bell team, Mono Agapian, John Gabers, and Betsy Sodaro.
Wow. Oh. Great, just what I wanted, no table to cover up my body for the whole live stream. Thanks, Wags, this is perfect.
Do you want to switch back?
No, it's fine, it's fine.
Oh, Jared from Subway dropped off a hard drive he said he borrowed from you backstage.
It's sub ideas, relax.
Sub, yeah. Oh, you mean, I think he meant sub-dom ideas.
Mitch, I think you look great. Doesn't he look great?
Yes!
He didn't cover up his body.
What the fuck? It feels a lot like the end of The Wrestler right now. Spotlight on me. It's going to happen to us at some point.
That movie had a sad ending, though.
Mitch, I will say, you putting the bib is a much worse look. Just take
there we
it
go.
Down.
It's down. It's down.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Here we go.
You look great.
Yeah.
We got Nick Thiger over here, and Mitch is afraid to show his jeans to the crowd. Not his G-E-N-E-S, which he definitely should never show to anyone.
It would be if we, we continue to do future shows here at this great venue, the Dynasty Typewriter. It would be nice to get a Doughboys with table. We can make that happen. I want to ask everyone. I want ask the whole panel.
It should be able to get bigger as the show goes on.
It just gets pushed more and more towards the front row. You guys are in the splash zone, but a poncho ain't gonna save your ass.
I wanted to ask what everyone's Taco Bell consumption has been like lately, because obviously Mitch and I have been gorging on it for the purposes of this tournament. The three of y'all, is it an occasional indulgence? Is it a regular meal? What's it like these days?
Brother, I fucking wish.
Especially getting ready for this show. All I've been thinking
getting
about
ready.
Emotionally perfect.
Getting ready.
When did you hit us up? In December? I think you hit us up in December.
And Betsy made this like a Rocky Balboa yeah. style preparation.
Yes. A training yeah. montage of just smashing just down CGCs it. On the toilet.
On the toilet? Hey, man, you keep them going. You keep them coming, man.
Man, I got to keep my steps down. I told myself I wasn't going to eat Taco Bell until tonight, you know, because I knew about it. Wow. And then I listened to the fucking stupid podcast.
Yeah.
And I ordered Taco Bell on Friday. Wow. I ate everything on the fucking menu. I got so sick from it. And I'm like, I have to do this professionally on Tuesday.
Yes.
But I'm back, baby. The show must go on. This is like MJ's flu game. This is my joke.
I'm having it about twice a month. Especially recently, because they're like, I'm so confused by the way the double stack tacos are replacing the double decker tacos.
Right.
So they've trained me to be scared that they're taking away my favorite thing.
Right. It's the false scarcity, and specifically the double decker taco. And I actually don't know which one is on the menu right now.
Now it's like the double stacker. The stacked.
Its own thing,
the
yeah.
stack.
A dry guy.
It's a dry guy because it's got the little tortilla chips in there.
Yeah, not enough sauce.
But we do. I do like that stacker, which is a whole different thing.
Stacker's rules.
Great.
I'm pro stacker.
Oh, I love.
I think
stacker.
The stacker's fine.
And that's fucking bullshit, Mono. And you know it's bullshit. We've had this discussion.
This is like Mitch saying he doesn't like Dune 2. You just need a point of view so you can fucking make content.
No,
liar.
I have a reason. It's a flawed design because their machines are designed to griddle tortilla, and when you start to weave the tortilla inside of it, it's gonna get less melty and the inside.
Okay.
Boo!
The sound argument.
Save this shit for This American Life. This is fucking Doughboys, but either the stacker rocks or it looks like a dog's asshole. One or the other. My dog, it needs to go to the vet.
Speaking of
Wally had his anal glands. Oh, never mind.
Say it.
Let us know.
No, Wally's your building super, right?
I gotta express his anal glands. You want your plumbing done? You gotta express these anal glands. Now, Wally, my cat, had his anal glands expressed. He's doing great.
Nice.
But he was his anal, his, you know, it bulbed out, I guess you could say.
Did he go to the doctor or did he Madonna, you know, express yourself? That's what the song is about.
Her rubbing her ass on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, it stinks in here.
You don't need a doctor to do it for you. You can squeeze your own glands.
Oh.
This is true. Mono was right. You can. I could express Wally's anal glands if I'm into it.
Into it.
You have to ask Wally, dude.
Yeah, of course. if you're into the idea of doing it, you can do it yourself. It's true.
It's very hard.
What if we go into Mitch's house and we walk in with him and Wally walks up, turns around, puts his head down and his ass up? You're like, what the fuck you got this cat doing, bro? Oh, I got to express his anal glands again.
The smallest mound in my jeans.
Get me a tablecloth. You trying to hide a boner? Oh, man.
That was when you were in high school and it's like, oh, dude, I got a boner. I got to hide it. I was like, I don't got that problem. Fucking rock hard all day.
I had that problem because my mom and dad wouldn't buy me jeans or khakis.
Oh, wow.
Man.
I had sweatpants like up until like seventh grade. And when I switched to an all-white school, the kids really started roasting me. When I was like the minority, people just ignored me. And then I showed up at this new school and they're like, you wear fucking sweatpants? And I was like, Mom, you have to get me jeans. They're like, you're just going to grow out of them. I was like, so I wore like sweatpants in school and the teacher's like, come up to the board and spell. And I was like, oh my God. What? Me? I was just like, I'll take the D. I don't know how to spell. Hold me back.
There was there were rumors of a specific kid having a history class standing sweatpants boner, and I never validated it.
Wait, what do you mean you never validated?
Well, like it never got.
This has happened recently.
I watched that. thousands of hours of high school CCTV.
No, this was at my school, and I don't know if it like it got, you know, how many Pinocchios it got, if it was just like an urban legend, or if
print the lie, dude. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. That's the kind of thing. Or are we just tarring this guy's reputation?
In the senior yearbooks, you're still writing about it. Whatever happened with that? Did that boner thing turn out to be true?
Anyway, probably never see you again. Bye, buddy.
It sounds like a gossip. You're giving me Gossip Girl vibes, where you're the boner. You're the boner kid.
I'm the boner kid?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was never valid.
It was never validated. It wasn't true.
Nobody.
Let me tell you, if he was the boner kid, everybody would know about it.
I'd be like, they'd also call him Ripped Jeans Kid. Exploded Zipper Nick.
Talking about the recent Taco Bell menu changes. Has anyone had the Cantina chicken menu with the avocado verde salsa packet? Because that's like a brand new addition.
It's so new.
Wags, yes.
When did it come?
Guess what? I have.
Wow.
Yes. The guy who thought he had a heart attack 36 hours ago.
Eight non-competition Taco Bell.
Non-competition Taco Bell.
I almost got it, but it is nothing about Taco Bell that appeals to me.
Yeah,
is on this list, you know?
Let me tell you, that Cantina chicken taco fucking rules.
Nice.
It's covered in cheese. It's fantastic.
I'll give it a go.
It's great. It's really good.
Yum.
Yep. Like that avocado verde salsa.
Yeah. I got six extra packs. I should have brought them tonight.
Oh, fuck, dude. We could have given them to kids in the crowd. They would have fucking loved that. Fuck! What do we have instead? Oh, yeah, Christmas carolers. Smart.
They enjoyed the
carolers. Just get Mitch's new girlfriend a gig ASAP, whatever. She has these friends she sings with.
I'm not dating anyone in the chorus. None of the carolers.
We can tell them you were kissing everyone back then.
Yeah, you were making
moves. I'm dating
moves.
All four of them. It's true.
Honestly, they were making moves. We had time to hook up with all four of them. Yeah. In between the intro and us coming out here.
Yes, yes.
It was great.
The Cantina Chicken Taco, they saw it in my CT scan. They saw it going down.
I don't like this chicken taco. My friend doesn't like it either. That's Doctor.
What is that?
You get it? Nick just got it. It's Dr. Evison in the cantina in A New Hope.
Oh my God.
Cantina.
I'm glad I didn't get it.
Yeah, no. If there's a place for that kind of bullshit, it's here. You know?
You didn't reference the Cantina band song that everyone would recognize. Right. You talked about the guy who like harasses Luke at the bar. Yeah.
And his friend Pussy Mouth Ponda Baba.
Yeah, and then and Obi-Wan cuts his arm off with a lightsaber.
And my friend doesn't like you either. Let's all watch A New Hope tonight and text
him.
Pussy Mouth does look good. I got to admit it.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Did you know what he's talking about? There's a guy who has kind of a pussy.
Ponda Baba.
Ponda Baba.
Would you express?
Ponda Baba.
Well, we're part of the Pussy Mouth posse.
Yeah.
Yeah. We follow Ponda Baba around town and hook up with girls and kind of all around scumbags. It's Ponda Baba, Dr. Evison, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, and like three Scientologist rapists.
How many systems does he have the death sentence in? Because he has that line. He's like, I've got the death sentence in blank systems. I can't remember the number. He's like, well, I'll just be careful that you'll be dead. This
Gabriel.
Little one's not worth your trouble. Why don't I buy you something? Saws his fucking arm off.
Look what you fucking started, man.
Dude, I was just saying this today to Casey and Emma that everyone thinks I'm a lot like Mitch because we're both fat, bearded Northeastern guys. But I'm also like, I like to wear short shorts and I'm on the spectrum, so I'm a lot like Weiger. And I straight up said his Manchurian Candidate phrase.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You totally did.
You're it's like Enrico Palazzo.
Gabris. You realize what this means? You're like Blade. You're Daywalker. You're all their strengths and none of their weaknesses.
The bummer is I got both of their weaknesses. I have Mitch's dick and heart.
You can walk into a comedy writer's room and talk to them.
Oh, yeah, I got that from Mitch. I'm like, if Mitch and Nick went into the fly machine together by accident, yes. I would like come out like, "Arr! Dune 2 was fine."
Just a little update. P. Yeah. Diddy is with Ponda Baba.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
He's escaping our galaxy.
Of smart. He might want to get at least 6 parsecs away so he can't get extradited. Dude, he left his kids at home. He fucking took off.
Yeah.
He's like, "We're going to the Bahamas." And his sons are like, "Dad, the feds are here." And he's like, "Yes. I see you on the ring cam. Later."
And then he released a statement like saying, like, "I fled, but I'm innocent." It's really crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
And did you see that there's a connection with like some like college basketball player who's now they think was involved in the trafficking?
Oh. Caitlin Clark? Better not be. Her dad will flip.
Jesus God. Dear God.
It's wild.
We can take that out of live stream and post. No?
All right.
Can we step back a second to the chicken crispinata, which was out earlier this month?
Yeah!
Woo! I thought the chicken crispinata ripped. I really enjoyed that.
I liked it a lot.
Really flavorful. I like the sauce. I love the texture on the shell.
What a huge shift in texture.
Yeah.
It's so welcomed in the middle of like a few gummy softies.
Right.
Yes. Like it's pop over. But I don't think I could have more than one crispinata.
No.
No.
I don't think I want. I could have a dozen CGCs.
Yes.
But I can only have one crispinata.
Hold on. Yes. I call bullshit.
That's what I said to my wife on our wedding day. You call bullshit? You can think I can have more than one crispinata?
I think you could easily have more than one crispinata.
Okay, I think Gabriel's saying he doesn't want more than one.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I think it's one is one hits the spot.
One is plenty. I love, that's a good one for like a palate cleansing bite.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm like, I
for
need
sure.
some texture. I have like, my gums are jammed up with burrito.
And the cheese is actually melty because it's fried.
Right, exactly.
Which sometimes T-Bell, they're not always the best at melting their cheese.
No, that's fair.
You gotta get it well done, which
I like
that. I did not like that. But we've all had a quesadilla that was made in like 9 seconds.
Yeah
for sure.
It's true.
It's a bummer.
Oh yeah. They just like spray on the grill mark. I think they come that way.
Why my quesadilla came with a 6-pack?
Right. Because then you're just eating mayonnaise and raw cheese.
Like
the hot, like the spicy right. mayo. I
exactly.
love that sauce. Is awesome.
When my
quesadilla comes up and it's not melted, I fold it, lift one of my tits, drop my tit down on top of it, take a few bites of some other stuff, and then it's nice and ready.
I've touched on it. It's very hot.
Yeah, it's very hot.
I feel like a fucking basketball. I have this.
Do you want to come in?
Let's go, boys. Come on. My team sucks shit, of course.
Of course. You're their coach.
Yeah, I know.
I used to row crew. Coach Mitchell, can we do something about basketball? Hold on, I'm looking at it on my phone.
Is this all coming because you feel exposed without the table?
I feel a little exposed without the table.
Do you want to switch? I could sit over there.
I could sit over there. I don't care.
I have crazy short shorts on from Taco.
Those look great.
Wow.
That's
man.
Also, I just saw a burrito poke out of your pocket. That's not. That's not.
For the
not
listeners,
even a joke.
He's a poet.
I feel. Because you actually have Taco Bell shorts. I feel shorts cucked here. Because I did. I went and got these to like match the old school Taco Bell cucked. Colorway. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Those
you got
those fucking cool. But that means now you have to sit in that weird chair in the corner of the hotel and go like, "Oh, his shorts.
Oh
God.
Those shorts.
Oh man, those shorts.
Oh, those shorts.
Yeah. My wife loves his shorts.
Oh, those shorts.
She never reacts to my shorts like this.
Honey, tell me how you hate my shorts and love his.
Where you don't just spend all our time eating Taco Bell. We also watch porn. I'm 42.
Yeah, I learned it from porn.
Well, if you text it to me from your phone, I count it as porn. For you, it's life.
Yeah. Gabrus, when we were talking about getting Taco Bell, Gabrus sent out a link to lemonparty.com.
That's right.
And I was surprised to find out it's still a working website.
Still yeah. up.
It's still yeah. going.
Still up.
Mono said, oh, Mitch is pretending to be surprised that it still works.
Oh, it's crazy. It's still working.
Oh, weird.
You just type Close L and it's it? Lemon. Did you mean Lemon Party?
And it's still just a picture? It's just one picture, right?
I think it is just one.
Is that
well,
all
look.
It is?
I'll look. I'll look.
Look at that.
Well,
pull it up.
Wait
let's
a second.
Get, let's
favorites.
Get a lawsuit.
Favorites?
It's my home screen.
96
not
tabs of Lemon Party. What the fuck?
Good morning, Mitchell. Would you like me to open lemonparty.com?
Lemonparty.com. Here we go. Lemonparty.com.
There was a 30 Rock joke where Liz goes, ain't no party like a lemon party, in reference to her last name being Lemon.
Yes.
And that was 15 years ago, making it, it was dated then.
I know, I feel.
I have to agree to go
with
this.
Don't accept
site.
The cookies. What?
Oh, no.
Those no, nice
no,
old
no, no, no. It's lemonparty.org.
Oh.
Lemonparty.org.
Did you go to the wrong URL?
Good cover.
I went to the, it was, I went to lemonparty.com.
And that's just porn.
Okay. It's just porn,
It's just plain old porn.
Lemonparty.org. Here we go.
I love that it's an organization.
Oh, it's still there. It's still
it's
there.
Just one picture.
And my phone has been taken over by viruses immediately. Immediately. It was there for a second.
Hi, this is the CIA. Is this Mike Mitchell?
I want to show the audience, but it keeps going to, it keeps getting.
I don't know
don't
if they want
to
see
it. Don't
hold
your phone to anyone. Yeah.
It's just like old dudes sucking each other's dicks, right?
It
if
is,
I
yeah.
remember
it's
correctly.
It's three old men.
Yes.
Yeah. One sucking, the other fucking.
I think, no, I think it's one just kissing.
Oh, yeah, right.
One old man's really sweet, and he.
Dude, getting kissed and sucked from two different old men? Fuck, dude, makes me want a lemon.
While Mitch was looking that up, I have confirmed Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba are wanted. They have the death sentence on 12 systems. So 12 systems.
Wow.
You had 12
Thank
out
you.
There. 12. You were correct.
Four guys dressed as Jedis just nodded, and now their clothes are in piles in the back.
I think those are just robes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just the only thing that comes in your size. Oh, okay, yeah, no, we're sorry. Yeah. You're not from Tatooine. He's sweating like there's two suns.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Very.
Very good.
That was very good.
That was very,
very
good.
Good. Very good, Gabriel.
He's making fun of you guys, not us.
That's not us. That's you guys.
Not us.
We are not fat Star Wars fans up here, no matter what all the context clues tell you.
Gabriel, well, where are you in Baldur's Gate 3?
Oh, I was just telling
oh,
these
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
I just
good.
Fucked a drow elf.
Hell yeah. Is it was it is this at the brothel?
Yeah, I paid 500 gold.
Okay, got it, yeah. No, I did it too.
Yeah. And it's weird because it just goes to black and they talk you through what's happening and it's weirdly erotic.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's like a great way of covering not wanting to do an extra like fuck animation because there's so many fuck animations in the game already.
Well, I was telling these guys the most impressive fuck I got was I fucked Halsin the Druid.
Yes, hell yeah.
He Daddy turned Halsin. Into a bear.
Right.
And he said, oh, sorry, I get like that when I get too aggressive. And my response was, it's okay, I liked it.
Yeah, because you can choose.
And I'm fully nude, hog out, half mind flayer, half wood elf. Purple hog out and I fuck purple. A bear.
Wow. Well, I oh man,
now
I
you,
might,
know, what it's now be you know what it's like for your wife.
Yeah, I'm sure the lights are just as dark in your bedroom.
Honey, I'm home. Panda Baba is here.
So you're full on in Act 3.
I'm deep into Act 3. I just had
no one gives a fuck, yeah.
Who does? The two psychos, you know? Yes, I just rescued Karlach from the jail.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to decide what to do with Raphael the Devil.
Yeah.
And also with the Gith Yankee versus Mind Flayer struggle. We're all caught up. Nick and I will continue this conversation over text Monday through Saturday.
He takes Sundays off.
It's yeah. true.
I still leave him a few messages to come back to. If I
I like it. I like that the Taco Bell text thread, which we have, which has been very active, I got like, there were like 100 messages on that Monday morning.
Yeah, well, it's like, what are we doing for the show? And I'm like, Nick knows.
He'll answer on Monday. What's everyone's item? Then sends us each individual text. Like, what's going on here? And I'm like, okay, man. Wait, I had a question. That text thread has been around for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been it's been called Taco Bell, and it's the five of Taco Bell, and it's the five of us, and it has been for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. That's weird we came together in your live show. I'm very excited about that.
Well, yeah. We've discussed Taco Bell a number of times on High and Mighty.
That's where kind of the five sim started kicking off. Yeah. And we constantly kept texting about it for years.
Yeah, we didn't stop.
This was the only panel that could possibly be assembled for a task of this gravity. Determining the singular Taco Bell menu item.
We put our lives at risk. We reviewed Taco Bell during the pandemic. Do you remember?
We did.
Yeah, we did in my backyard.
Podcasts could not stop going, Wags.
No.
They were essential.
We were literally like balancing a Zoom H6 and a CGC on our laps while being 10 feet away from each other.
And swarmed by bees, I believe.
Yeah.
Probably.
It was wild.
Macaulay Culkin died.
I thought you were serious for a second. I got so scared.
Thomas John can't see without his glasses. He needs his glasses.
Half the audience not alive when My Girl came out.
Yeah.
But the other half of the audience been sweating Veda Sultanfuss since the jump off.
And she just moved right on. Anna Klumsky just moved right on for part 2.
Oh, yeah. She got a whole new My Boy.
Yeah.
Is that? I never saw My Girl 2. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
She kills another kid.
Yeah.
Scorpions.
It's kind of like The Crush. Part 2, it kind of solidifies that she was always a Black Widow.
Oh, yes.
Let me guess. You went to rent My Girl, and the guy at the check counter was like, I don't think so, buddy.
He looks at a sign that's behind the counter, and it's just a picture of Weiger, and he's like, sorry, bud. Keep moving. Just more Red Hots, buddy.
I got to say this. Look, it was there was some controversy in the tournament.
Son.
The two, there's three finalists. One is the frozen Baja Blast.
Baja Blast Freeze, yes.
The Baja Blast Freeze.
I left mine backstage. I should have brought it out here.
Well, we can get it out to you, I'm sure. Okay.
Skidmark.
I mean, it basically just tastes like an oil slick made of sugar. So you can imagine that.
To me, is the perfect drink in many ways.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is like if the University of Phoenix made it into the finals of the NCAA.
I agree.
I was so mad when I saw that it was in the finals.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell thread was popping off because we were screaming at Mitch and Nick.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
How does it possibly make sense?
We had a non-objective Hanford was there. Hanford was there. I didn't. It wasn't just my fault. Hanford did it too.
Yeah, but you were the deciding vote. It was three as a panel of three.
Wait. Honestly,
my favorite item of the bunch. It was. It's
honest,
the truth.
Explain to me what you like about it quickly.
I like that it's cold.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I like that it's a fucking drink.
This guy makes more money than the firefighters on 9/11. What do you like about Baja Blast?
It's cold.
All right.
Yeah, well, this tournament's
real, damn
it. People
pay $10 a month for this?
This tournament's actually happening.
I saw thousands of Doughboy listeners in New Jersey celebrating the Munch Madness finale.
Peacefully.
Peacefully. Look, the cheesy Gordita Crunch knocked out some of my other favorites, which is the Beefy Five layer, which I like because of you. Gabrus introduced me to the Beefy Five layer.
It's burrito. So good. It's
I
so
think
good.
You pulled up in your car. You're like, get in. You want to try something?
I'm like, have you ever heard of a Beefy Six layer? Pop it on my dick.
I would love if that replaced the popcorn bucket.
Oh, yes.
You know?
I'm halfway through the beer. I'm like, it's still only five layers.
I'm like, you got to get to the bottom where there's just all sour cream and one little nickel of a pecker.
Nickel. So we will move on, but what you love about this is that it's cold and it's a drink.
But everything it was going up against, I stand by my decision for Baja.
What was it going up against?
It was going up against, you remember why?
Yeah, it was like a bag of rusty screws.
No, it had a matchup. It had a one-on-one matchup with Chalupa Supreme. You and Hanford both voted for Baja Blast Freeze over Chalupa Supreme.
I have to go. No. I have to fucking get out of here.
I don't know if I could be part of this finale.
And guess what, folks? I'd fucking do it again.
No!
I'd do it
no!
again. No! No!
I wish Jared was here in your place.
He would never do something so cruel and fucked up.
He'd look all good outside of the table, too. All slimmed down, that fuck. I'm really just jealous of Jared. Yeah.
He walks in holding your pants.
Just shocked at my pants.
Yeah.
Whose are these?
Holy shit.
Yikes. Maybe they should make a 4-inch.
Maybe they should. That was good.
Look,
it was good. Got that Bobby De Niro. It was good.
That was good.
The competitors are what they are. The finale is what it is. We're gonna get through it. And as part of
people are having a blast out there.
People are having fun. People are having this,
no one's. Is anyone having a Baja Blast?
No.
But we do have some business to get to, Mitch. Oh,
that's right.
And on that note, let me introduce him for the rules of the Tournament of Champions. Please welcome newly appointed commissioner, Matt Kowalik.
Wow. Wow. Oh.
Okay.
Hey.
It is me.
Was that
a Kowalik remix? Was
that a Kowalik remix of the song?
Sounded like it. Kowalik, thanks for being here.
Hey, it's me, the savior of the tournament. That's Kowalik, the person you have all came to see. Commissioner K. When I say K, you say wall. K.
Wall.
K.
Wall.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
It worked. It really worked.
Thanks, buddy. Let's get to the tournament rules.
Sure. We got some new rules. But first, do you guys want to hear the theme for next year's tournament?
March Madness 2025. The theme is going to be revealed here, live on stream. Wow.
New rule number one. Next year will be Munch Madness 2025. Say cheese. A tournament of cheese.
Yeah.
Wow, we're looking.
Wow,
we're looking at new art here.
It's Kowalik. Kowalik
really,
that's
right,
cheese.
Really forwarded himself in the artwork.
Yeah.
It
sounds like it could be funny.
Yeah, it
sounds
fun.
Cheddar versus Swiss or something like that. That's great.
Yeah, mozzarella versus pepper jack.
Yeah.
No. Only my favorite kind of cheese, Gouda.
Only
and it's
Gouda?
Only the brands. Best brand, Sargento, Dutch Mill, Glacier Ridge. Who will win?
Well, like that sucks. Yeah. A whole month eating Gouda? We don't want to do that
shit.
Yeah,
it fucking sucks.
No, it doesn't. Gouda is awesome. It's the cheese that makes those little traps so irresistible.
And his idea is worse than
this year's?
We'll think about it.
I don't think so. New rule number two. The HeadGum Studio has been feeling pretty crowded these days. What's the name of that mangy mutt that's always laying around? Jeremy, Jerry.
It's Jemmy.
Jemmy,
and I think
you know that.
Jemmy the doll. There she is. We got a photo of her looking very cute on the
what
beach.
A cutie.
What a beautiful pooch.
Yeah. Jemmy, great name for a dog.
What the fuck?
Anyway, she's banned from the studio.
Wait, no, Kowalik.
Sorry.
I hope Jemmy's not watching the stream at home, sicko.
Yeah, Kowalik,
maybe
like
Conover
Jemmy.
Needs a dog to guard all of his hair products. He can
Holy
have
shit.
Jemmy.
Against Conover.
Shots fired at Conover, what?
Hey, sorry. You know, and finally, I've been noticing that there's a lot of mistakes going on with the Taco Bell orders this tournament. Have you guys noticed that?
We actually have no. Yes. We were just talking about how there was that order with zero sauce. We had everything dry. There was the cheesy fiesta. Potatoes were missing.
We made Tony eat meat accidentally.
Tony Charlene Ramos accidentally ate beef for the first time in her life because the order was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Every week, something goes horribly wrong. And I think I know who's responsible. Amelia, could you come out here for a second?
What the fuck?
Amelia. Amelia Marino, our associate producer. Oh, and you brought my Baja Blast Freeze. God bless you. Thanks, so, Amelia.
Hey, Amelia, I know that getting these orders right is like really hard, but just to ensure that nothing like this ever happens again, my new rule number 3 is that Amelia is fired. It's for the good of the tournament.
Can he do this?
Matt, hey, I'm talking to Matt now. You can't fire our employee.
Oh, but I can. I have the... Lev Ginsburg has given me the power of attorney.
Attorney?
Now.
Power of attorney?
I think you said power of attorney.
Power of the attorney.
I'm sorry, the third rule is that she's fired?
That's a rule, yeah.
And that doesn't kick in until next year's tournament?
No, it kicks in now.
Okay.
Yeah. That much I'm following.
And I can fire her because Lev gave me the power of attorney. Now, do I need to start...
What?
What? Whoa! What music is that?
What?
That's Evan Susser's music!
Oh my god!
Deposed Commissioner Private Citizen Evan Susser, what the hell are you doing here?
Who invited you here?
There's an old saying in Doughboy's lore. It goes like this. If you come for the commissioner, you best not miss. You made one mistake, Matt Kowalik, when you removed me as commissioner. You left me alive. Oh my God.
Wow.
Now I'm back and I'm taking back my tournament, you son of a bitch.
Oh! Hey! Rip the commissioner's ass off Commissioner Kowalik!
Can he do that?
What the hell is going on?
Can he even do that, folks?
I don't know if he can do that.
That is my sash. I am the commissioner. Lev gave me the power of this tournament.
Lev Ginsburg. Power of the attorney.
The Doughboy's lawyer, Lev Ginsburg.
Yes, that same one.
Well, it just so happens that Lev Ginsburg is here at the Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, my God.
What?
Lev, come on out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Lev Ginsburg. It's Lev Ginsburg.
The Doughboy's actual lawyer.
Lev Ginsburg, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
Wow. Here you go, Lev.
Hi, Lev.
I have never met this man before in my life.
Oh, my God.
This is not my client. How dare you, sir? Also, I checked with the Doughboy's accountant, Dan Cantor.
That's him.
Wow, yeah, it's Dan Cantor. It's a real accountant.
It just so happens that the entire March Patreon was transferred to a one... Matthew Kowalik's Venmo.
Oh my God.
Oh guys, relax.
My stairs, my precious stairs.
Okay, we'll get you some new stairs. It'll be fine.
Thank you, Lev.
Wow.
One more thing. Nick. Mitch.
Yeah?
Like, I mean, I've already told you this, right? Stop saying my fucking name. On your shitty little podcast.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Lev. Sorry, sir.
Sorry, Lev. We love you.
We love you, Lev. We love you, Lev.
We love you.
And now... back to you, Kowalik. Since you've got those rules in front of you, why don't you pull up
Rule number 10.
Rule number 10.
3 to 10.
For the end of the list, a twist. This year, Commissioner Evan Susser is invoking the right to use 3 commissioner twists whenever he sees fit. That's right. The ultimate Chekhov's gun is about to blow your fucking brains out.
Oh my God.
Cinnamon twist number 1. You're out. I'm in.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh my God, Kowalik. Power, oh my God. You animal.
Cinnamon twist number 2. My snacks are reinstated. Nick, give me back my snacks.
Yeah, okay, I got them right here. That's like, your second order of business?
Oh, yeah.
They were removed. Thank you. Okay.
No, I had him on standby.
That's also his payment for the night.
Cinnamon twist number 3. I get a bunch more cinnamon twists. Okay. Cinnamon twist number 4. Amelia, get back out here.
Yay!
Amelia, your job at the Doughboys is safe for life.
Wow.
Whoa. Thank you, Susser, and yours is too.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, what? Susser's is safe for life,
it's
too?
Safe for life. Okay. And now, for the rules of the tournament of champions, Emma, mic stand. I got through the whole stuff except for that. Okay, mic stand.
Incredible. Right. Commissioner Susser is back, everyone. What a turn of events.
Wow.
Only Kowalik could get me to cheer for Susser showing up.
Perhaps that was a calculation.
In the rules for Doughboys, for whom the bell does, Munch Madness 2024 Tournament of Champions, Dokiero Taco Bell. Rule 1. Oh, everyone God. Is here. This is a comprehensive Taco Bell tournament. That means every single item from the menu is to be considered. Rule 2. We're spicing up the night, not the morning. Breakfast items are excluded from the tournament. There's a revision to Rule 1 that potentially suggested that every item will be included. Rule 3. Is Pepsi okay? Barely. This tournament will consider drinks exclusive to Taco Bell, not every single soda. Addendum to this rule, Baja Blast is included, even though it's not exclusive. Okay, rule 4. Everybody say this with me, like dum, dum, dum. Yum, yum, yum. Great. Eating the Yum Brands and taking into account the tradition of combination Taco Bells, there will be a Yum Brands All-Star category in this tournament. Rule 5, buy any beans necessary. Any meat or veggie protein is valid on any item. Rule 6, if it's seasonable, it's unreasonable. This tournament will be Taco Bell items menu as constituted February 1st, 2024.
God, sucks.
Rule 7, the spice is not right. The Evan Sauce Plus Royal Rumblies match was unsanctioned. There will be no ramifications except for the audience that has to only use hot sauce. Rule 8, the Jen D'Angelo rule. Everyone say this one with me too. I have a creed.
Don't.
Say it again, the FBI will fucking shoot you.
For each group stage, the selection committee may, but are not required, to pick a sour cream of the crop winner for the funniest possible winner of the round. Rule 9, the Lamar Woods rule. The winning tournament menu will go to Austin Butler to shake him out of character as Elvis or Fade Rotha Harkonnen.
Oh, hearing those two back-to-back is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, you just think about Elvis.
It's true.
Elvis Presley and Fade Rotha Harkonnen.
What do you think it would be
both
like?
Both played by Austin Butler. Yeah, well, I was having that thought. I think if you combine the two, you'd end up with Elvis Harkonnen, wouldn't you?
Wow.
Oh!
Interesting.
And I think he might sound a little something like this. Hit it, Emma!
Dry Spice Planet gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of sandworms that are ready to burrow, so get those carry-alls up higher. There's a 1,000 blue-eyed Fremen waiting out there, and Lisan Al-Gaib has answered their prayers, and I'm just the Baron's chosen heir. So Viva Arrakis! Viva Arrakis! Instead of
just listening, not watching the live stream, about 12 pairs of panties have landed on stage. Or one big pair. We're about to find out.
Truly. The aisles are flooded.
And rule 10 for the...
Oh, yeah, it's back to these.
For the end of the list...
The aisles are dry again.
This year, Commissioner Evan Susser is invoking the right to use 3 commissioner twists whenever he sees fit to increase the excitement of the tournament. And here's one more twist.
What? Another twist?
Another twist.
Another twist.
Just like we did last summer.
Fat Chance Kitchen is back. That's right. Each guest can bring back one item back into the tournament right now.
Yeah!
No.
Yeah!
Damn it.
Oh, my God. Stop the music, Susser.
Yes.
Susser, before you go, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Regarding the recently announced IHOP Sonic the Hedgehog menu, is Sonic's Blue Blur special pancakes an original menu item, or is it simply a relabeled version of the existing double blueberry pancakes?
Nick, I would hit you with a fucking steel chair if I wasn't scared of Natalie.
Bye. Evan Susser, everybody. Commissioner Susser, he's back. He's here to stay.
Wow.
Mitch, I will say, because I, you know, when Susser isn't here, I read the rules. And so I've read the rules a lot this month.
Do you want to read them again?
I was just going
to
say...
I think he's daring you to read them.
No, you know, listening to them, being on this side of it and in front of an audience, you really sense that they are interminable. Why do we do this?
It
Why
finally
is that a part of the podcast?
Now
it finally
you get
clicked.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
It took 9 tournaments, but the rules are bad.
Nick Weiger loves rules. Surprise,
Susser
surprise.
Read them fast yet slow somehow. wow, what a scene that was.
Yeah.
That was really 12
exciting.
Insane things happened.
Yeah.
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 Also, thanks to the 3 of you for being here. Sorry. Very sorry.
Sorry you watched a play.
I loved it.
I loved it.
I think we were non-consensually in the play.
Yeah. It did make me happy that I'm gay, but I'm really...
It made me really curious about the Q in LGBTQ.
Well, guys,
I'm curious.
Well, am I the only person in the entire theater who caught that Gabrus had a reference to
twist.
Chubby Checker's twist again?
No, I heard it.
Yeah, it was great.
I was trying to get Susser to finish his fucking stupid rules. Guys, you each get to bring back one item.
Back from the grave. Let's go down the list.
Whoa.
Mono, what item are you resuscitating for Fat Chance Kitchen?
And this is from something that was eliminated.
Something that was eliminated, which is the entire Taco Bell menu item.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, everything is on the table.
Okay, My choice is based on basically an item that changed the game when Taco Bell wasn't yet changing the game.
Whoa!
Interesting.
What?
Back in the 90s, when Taco Bell just started saying, you know what, maybe we don't only have tacos and burritos.
Right. Whoa.
There was a Chalupa Supreme.
Chalupa Supreme is
Chalupa
back!
Chalupa Supreme is back.
Fuck.
The rematch we all wanted. Chalupa Supreme versus Baja Blast Freeze. Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Suck it, Hanford.
Yeah. I'm so mad at Mike Hanford.
I already was for this hyper-personal thing he did to me. But now with this, dude is toast. It's on site, Hanford. You're getting a fucking 2-piece combo.
I'm bringing back the potato soft taco.
Let's fucking go! Let's go!
Yes!
It's the best. It's the best. It's the best.
You people are fucking pathetic.
It's the best.
You got your fucking potato soft taco back. Shut the fuck up.
A great choice. 2 great menu items re-entering the competition. Gabrus, it falls to you.
Just a little item that rhymes with the queefy.
Keep going.
Go ahead. What's the second word?
Dive?
Queefy
dive.
Sometimes my mouth moves faster than my brain, and I was like, the queefy dive player, a.k.a. the beefy five layer.
Beefy five layer burrito rounds out the competition.
I love it.
I love it.
So that gives us, I believe, a final six of Baja Blast Freeze, Cheesy Gordita Crunch, and the Yum Brands All-Star Game winner, the Habit Tempura Green Beans.
The clear favorite of the bunch.
As well as the three resuscitated items, the Chalupa Supreme, the Spicy Potato Soft Taco, and the Beefy Five-Layer Burrito.
Yes!
Wow.
Wow, that list is almost all bangers.
Here's
I'm going to assume you're talking about the green beans.
Here's the thing I'll just say in Mitch's defense. I don't think he is doing any sort of Machiavellian scheming. I think he honestly believes in his heart that Baja Blast Freeze belongs here in the finale. I don't think
that's
he was
crazy.
Like, let's set up a squash match with Cheesy Gordita Crunch, which I want to win, versus a little patsy that's going to take a dive. But I don't think he was doing
that. Thank you, Wigs.
No.
You guys aren't going to trust my failing heart.
You gotta trust his heart. It's the last chance.
Like,
you
got. This is gonna kill you faster than a chalupa, man.
Yeah. Also,
this is like drinking antifreeze.
Also, really, if you made the passion in your argument was nil, it was nothing. You like it because it's cold and it's a drink.
I think that this is a quintessential Taco Bell item. For in the drinks category, there's nothing like it. You can't get this anywhere.
There's
else
nothing
in the world
like this in the drinks category.
You can't get this.
You sure there's not something that's pretty similar to this? But instead, the ice is inside of it and it's not blended at all.
There is one item that's close to it.
Okay.
And there's another item that's like a zero sugar and close to it.
Yes.
And you love it.
I do love it, and
I do like the Baja Blast Zero. I think it is a good
it's
zero.
It's great. If it comes,
you know what else is good? We talked about it. Starry Zero. I know it's we're completely outside of
Starry
Taco Bell.
Zero?
Starry
I've
Zero
never
is
had
good.
It.
I'm gonna tell you, my normal order is Cheesy Gordita Crunch, Beefy Five Layer,
boom,
and this guy. That's what I get.
Just three things?
No, I get like four other things, but.
But that's your around order.
That's the rock.
Because that's the thing of like, I very often at Taco Bell, if I'm indulging, I still won't get the liquid calories. None of the sweet drinks really do it for me enough where it's like, that has to be part of my
I
order.
I never get a drink.
Yeah. No.
I'm usually already fucked up in some capacity.
Right.
Yeah.
That I don't want to just add like 900 liquid calories on top of what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. I've already had like
you already
12
had the 900.
White claws. Yeah.
You already had the 900 liquid calories.
Yes.
I think that it's not. I think it's a very good drink. I think it deserves to be here. I'm sorry.
I believe you when you say that, but I also think I also think you are a huge dipshit. Who picked
and,
a stupid menu
and,
item?
His sister's watching this shit.
And if you love it
Hi,
so
Courtney.
Much, if you love it so much, finish it.
Oh get yeah,
it drink it.
Finish all
you love
of it.
It. Wait, you love it.
Wait, Dr. Miles Spar, friend of Lev Ginsburg, texted me and said, "I'm watching the live stream. Don't make Mitch finish that."
Okay, never mind.
The doctor gave us and I shared. Do you not have a phone? It's a live stream.
it's a space work phone.
I'm just doing a little improv for everybody. No, Mitch, I don't sit on my fucking phone when I'm recording podcasts. As a listener,
have you listened
knock
to this?
It off.
Have you listened to this fucking podcast?
I was looking up the ingredients of the Baja Blast Zero, Nick. Lay off.
Don't. Now I don't want you to.
Mitch,
now
don't. Mitch, don't do
oh,
it.
No. Oh,
we
no.
talked about
Please
we're going to stop doing stunt
stop.
Eating.
Please stop. No.
He's coming down. He did it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're only listening, he's doing the Keystone Beer bitter beer face.
You right? love that.
Wise, if you don't think, why don't we put it up against something right now?
It really, to me, tastes like Windex blended with margarita mix. It is so like it has this harshness to it.
Yeah. It's got like a Dimetapp flavor.
Yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what it's what a mom would use to slowly kill her kids. You know, where they'd be like, "We found a bunch of Baja Blast in the garage, right next to a bunch of poison."
Well, guess
kids
what?
Never knew.
This is the shit the government puts in like poor neighborhoods so they stop having kids. You can't be having this shit. This shit makes you sterile. It's
look, I'm doing the job for you, Mama.
Look, we have to.
Sorry.
Gabrus just brought out another
oh,
Taco
yes.
Bell menu item.
You thought I was joking. He had a grilled cheese burrito in his pocket. That wasn't a lie.
This is not part of the competition at all. But this is just for Uncle Gabrus. So I got stoned before the show, and I was like, I'm going to be hungry again. So,
Now I'm intrigued by your sauce your sauce
mild, which is against
there.
The rules, but this is not a tournament item. So.
Yeah, well, the rules don't apply to the host or guest. But you are, but you like you just douse the outside of it. You just kind of peer north the top of the burrito there.
Yeah,
yeah, I pretty much just Christian steeled the top of it there. I usually, you know, bite and squirt a la Airheads, right. But I know I have to hold the mic with the other hand, so I'm going to go hot dog style for
smart.
This.
Yeah, nice.
I'm going to eat this like the way I eat a hot dog on the exercise bike at the gym. You know?
You do. Yay! You do. You do like a 90s husband in a sitcom, you know? Like,
I have that vibe. I'm overweight and annoying.
What gym are you going to, by the way? I might actually go to a gym now. Where you get a hot dog on the fucking bike?
It's a Peloton at P. Diddy's house I use.
Mitch, I think you were getting towards this, and yes. I liked your line of thinking here. I think we need to eliminate something because we have six items of the competition: Baja Blast Freeze, Beefy Five Layer Burrito, Cheesy Gordita Crunch, Chalupa Supreme, Spicy Potato Soft Taco, and the Yum Brand Tempura Green Beans. We need to eliminate something because it's going to come down to a final two, and then we're going to pick a winner.
Should it go up against the green beans since it's like the green beans are not a Taco Bell item?
And they're both green.
Green versus green.
Wow, a green on green match. We will count down from 3 to 1, and we'll say in unison what we want to eliminate: Baja Blast Freeze or the Yum Brands All-Star Game winner, the Habit Tempura Green Beans.
We're saying the one we want to die. All right, go away.
Oh, wait, is it clearer
Jesus
to say
Christ.
The one we want to keep? It's probably usually say
Should
we want the winner.
Should we just have Susser run through the rules again? That,
Susser, can you get out of here?
No,
play
please.
The music. Emma, play the music. Wow, Susser just rushed on stage. Thank you. Okay, rule number one, everyone is here. Rule number two is spice of the night, not the morning. Rule number three is Pepsi, okay, barely. Rule number four, yum, yum, yum. By any means necessary. If it's seasonal, it's unreasonable. The spice is not right. The Angie Angela rule, I have a cream. The Lamar Woods rule. The commissioner twist. Yeah, I don't think any of this clarifies anything. Okay. But I will say we'll count down from 3 to 1.
I was
going to
say this
one...
400-year-old stage. Susser rumbling out from behind. In all my 100 years.
I was like, I didn't know there was an elevated train near here.
I just want to point out the production value
yes,
of this.
Yes, I was going to say
that. He has official commissioner of the Doughboys stationery. We didn't get this for him.
That paper is nice.
This is like a heavy stock.
Yeah.
Well, he was printing up resumes once he got fired.
We'll count down from three.
Yeah.
What we want to stay in the competition, Baja Blast Freeze or the Habit Tempura Green Beans.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Green beans.
No, in unintelligible.
Yes, that was unintelligible.
Unintelligible.
Mitch speaks like Nanny from Muppet Babies. And just like Nanny from Muppet Babies, everyone's looking at your legs.
I heard a quorum for tempura green beans. Am I wrong? Did everyone vote? Everyone voted for it except for Mitch.
You sick
tempura
fucks.
Green beans is in the competition still. Ball blast freeze.
See you later.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
No one wants your stupid fucking ass. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. How was the show, hon? I'm never going back.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I think we all agree. First off, the Habit Tempura Green Beans, which, I full disclosure, we had backstage because we didn't want to make everyone have to go out to the Habit.
Yes.
They did not come with sauce, which is a bummer. It's supposed to come with a spicy ranch.
And they still fucking beat Baja Blast Freeze.
Thing, they still slap.
They were
well fried.
They truly impressed
great
me.
Great texture, yeah.
I couldn't believe
it's a Taco Bell tournament, for God's sakes.
Were you not listening to the rules about the Yum Brands All-Star game?
Yeah, the Yum Brands rule sucks.
Yum, yum, yum.
He gets it.
I'm paying attention.
I think that we should put the green beans up against something a little tougher, I think, personally.
Well,
now they have to be. Yeah, they're up against exclusively good stuff. Now that the fucking 84 seed just rolled out of there. Now that Baja community just got 102-18 in the first round.
In fact,
You really sent this item to slaughter when you think about it. You put a, it's like wow. putting up the worst player in the fourth quarter. Like, why?
Well, that was a
Mondo.
Very bad sports analogy.
Is that good? Yeah, you knew they were going to get annihilated.
I didn't think it would go down like this. I'm disappointed, but I understand why, because yeah. I get it. It wasn't going to win the tournament.
Vinod, who maintains the Doughboys Wiki, are you here? Did Vinod make it out?
Yeah.
Vinod, when you update the Doughboys Wiki, just make sure to say that Baja Blast Freeze came in sixth place. Just make sure yeah. you clarify it as canonically came in sixth. One of the two Taco Bell menu items that made the finale ended up finishing in sixth place. Next up, a BB5 layer burrito. Thank you, Vinod. A big hand for Vinod. What a Chad. What a hero.
He's editing the wiki now. He's doing it mid-show.
He's updating my death day.
March 27th.
Technically, it was 1201.
I do like the tempura green beans a lot. Uh-huh. And I'm a big fan of them. I was a fan going in. I was glad that they won the Yum Brands All-Star Game against a bunch of different offerings from KFC and from Pizza Hut and from The Habit. Mm-hmm. They emerged, and I think they deserved it. Are we really going to award them the Dave Thomas Cup for the singular Taco Bell menu item? I mean, can we be honest
no!
here? I don't think
no.
they should
no,
win
No, I think
this
they
tournament.
Went up against the only thing they could beat this evening.
I think that's yes. fair, and I think we yes. can say that the tempura green beans are now eliminated. So that yeah. winnows the field to
wow.
four.
Wow.
May I say, cool. I think the tempura green beans would be awesome in a Taco Bell burrito.
Betsy, I love that.
Oh, fuck!
I know.
Yes. Talk about yum, yum, yum!
Yum, yum! They would be so... Because we've put French fries in them before.
Yeah.
Cali put style, those green baby. Beans in, man.
That'd be so fun. I yeah. love that idea.
Would you, awesome. What would we pair them with, though? I mean, I'm agreeing, but now let's build it.
Would you put...
Oh shit!
What are we putting? Let's
agree,
build.
Dude, agree.
I love it. I love it.
Dude, just agree, man.
You're right.
She's gonna flip
yes.
out.
Yes, I
she
need
this. She has her period, dude. She'll kill you.
I know Betsy's ragging out hard over here.
My Aunt Rag is in the house, man.
No, I agree. I
know.
Know what?
I'm synced up to Betsy. Whenever yeah. she's on her period, I'm hard the whole time. And it's the only time I'm hard each month.
Jesus,
God,
dear God. Can a live feed be taken down?
Probably.
Yeah, by like a crazy Elvis fan with like a cease and desist. Backstage, Amelia got chicken nuggets for her dinner and came with some barbecue sauce. Oh, yeah. The tempura green beans had no sauce with them. The three scumbags over here, we fucking improvised a little, yeah. popped that BBQ sauce open. Nice little
it
pairing. Worked.
It was good.
I grabbed those chicken nuggets out of that bag at the last second. I'm pretty sure one of you bit my hand.
Yeah. We were like when you dip a cow into the Amazon River to demonstrate what piranhas do to it. We just threw a Taco Bell bag in the back. And it was like... La, 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 and just like shredded bag and wrappers were shooting up in the air and empty sauce bowls.
Fucking... Yeah. People singing a fucking Christmas song in the corner was fucking chaos. It's silly.
Mitch we, making out with two of them.
Not we were tell like raptors two. Tearing apart a goat carcass. We're disgusting.
They... Chris Pratt actually came in and separated us all. Mitch is like, he did this all the time on Tomorrow War.
I love you, Chris. Thanks for watching tonight.
You're going to church with him Sunday, right?
I got to church with him.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome.
I would beg for that invite. I'd be so good
I
at church.
I bet you Pratt does watch this shit because he can't touch this from a mile away. Mm-hmm. So he's like, it's like, you know, he just sits in his room and like fingers his mouth watching us eat.
Saliva shoots out. Rub by, what's the thing called back there?
Uvula?
Uvula?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I was saying it's like, you know, the thing and the women.
The thing? Yes, the thing and the women.
The thing and the women.
Jesus Christ, are you gayer than me?
I think technically, on paper, yeah. I mean, he's definitely less straight than you are.
I went to church this Saturday. I went to church.
Good for you.
The priest afterwards said, "You're a giant."
You told me this.
I told you this.
Yeah.
And then he said, "Are you Irish?" That's truly. I was like, "Yep." And he was like, "Okay." And he walked
you were
away.
You were in a velour Boston Celtics tracksuit. You Irish? You bet your fucking ass, Fada.
By the way, it's a one communion wafer, buddy.
The body wasn't that good today.
Hey, what time is he gonna turn everything into fish?
Beefy five-layer burrito, chalupa supreme, cheesy gordita crunch, spicy potato soft taco.
Woo!
This is fucking tough. I mean, I have my favorites here. I don't want to send anything home because these are all great menu items.
We don't have a four-way.
Should we like face? Do any of them face off yet? No.
I mean, we don't have a discrete bracket here, but we could just say like one.
They
of
thought
the...
of almost everything, except for how to land this fucking plane.
I mean,
why don't we just do the tough? I don't want to do it.
Should we all say
our least favorite?
Okay.
Yes.
We should all say our least favorite, right?
Boy, God. I don't want to call anything my least favorite, because that's weirdly unfair.
Why don't we just do a tough one? Why don't we do cheesy gordita crunch versus potato soft taco?
Oh!
What? It's me versus you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
This is going to call in. This is my loyalty here. I, like, live right on the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, my God.
This is tough.
I'm like, slavery? Imagine being on the fence about that war. Which side am I on?
There's good people on both sides.
We're going to have to settle that at a certain point. We're going to have to settle cheesy gordita crunch versus spicy potato soft taco, but I worry we'd be putting the main event earlier in the card. I think we should do beefy five layer versus chalupa supreme.
Okay.
I think we've got to figure that out.
All right. Okay. That's even harder for me.
This is a tough one. I think I have my answer. I think we should just count down from 3 to 1 and say in unison what we think should stay.
Okay.
Which of these
two? We're going to do this like three more times.
Beefy five layer burrito or chalupa supreme.
Okay.
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 Three, two, one.
Chalupa five layer.
I heard a majority.
I said
beefy
chalupa
five
first.
Layer.
I meant beefy five layer.
Okay.
Wait, really?
Wait,
what? What'd you say?
I said chalupa. I don't know why I said it wrong. I said the name wrong.
Wait, no.
I said.
By the way, she said like pizza fire.
This,
she had a fucking stroke.
I'm getting poisoned, man. I'm getting poisoned.
My mom's
no, you're fine.
To kill me.
Keep drinking. Keep drinking.
Yeah, Mono's trying to kill me.
Keep drinking.
If I do die weird, it's Mono for
no,
sure.
No, no, no.
You definitely went pizza five today.
I kill Betsy for her ghost residuals.
We don't.
It's okay. Keep drinking.
One of the only shows on fucking linear.
Yeah.
We don't have to be beholden to what we said. We should go with what's in our heart. It sounded like beefy five-layer burrito is a majority of 3 to 2.
Beefy five-layer is my winner.
Yeah, it's better.
I'm saddened by that. I do like the chalupa supreme, but I think beefy five-layer has had a very strong showing. A thing I haven't done, and someone has suggested this to me, is to get a beefy five-layer without the beef sub and beans there. Or some of the black beans.
Yes.
The chalupa supreme slaps with black beans.
Agreed.
That's why I really like
that.
Yeah.
With black
it's
beans.
Great.
Mm. Yes.
While we're talking about both of them, my only kickback against the chalupa. I'm a big chalupa supreme man. I'm a really big nacho cheese chalupa fan. But I think it travels the worst of all Taco Bell.
That is absolutely fair. Yeah.
And either item travels better. Even hard tacos somehow make it better.
And like, I was with you. I do agree. But I made the argument that it's like a really hot football player in their 20s who gets slightly soft in their 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Still pretty fucking hot.
Story of my life.
Yeah. But I agree.
Because you wanted to fuck Tom Brady for 20 years.
I don't think it can be. I think B5L is just a superior item with more to offer.
Yeah. Totally fair.
One of the best adaptations. Mono's the one who taught me about, you know, zhuzhing each item.
Gotta
on the
zhuzh.
App. You make it so. Mm-hmm. One of the old zhuzhes I used to do is beefy five layer. Add the nacho fries inside.
What?
Wow.
For just a touch of texture. I know that kind of eliminates the the bowl of goop that I like so much about the beefy five layer. But it's nice to throw that in there every once in a while. Throw a sixth layer.
Yes.
What if they brought back, you remember the naked chicken taco?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was great.
What if you put a B5L inside of that?
Oh, smart. Fuck,
that's really
Wait,
fun.
You mean like
what
a chicken
going on?
Burrito
pitching
wrap?
New Taco Bell
Yeah, you put the beefy five layer burrito in between the chicken.
I love
pack.
That idea. Dude. That's such a great pitch.
I did do that, that thing where you put two tacos inside of a quesadilla. Mano was there for one of the times I did
it. I thought you were referring to that thing, and we all know, we're like, I know the
did
thing.
Did everybody else do the thing? It's not, you know the thing.
I know the thing.
You
I'm
know
well
the
aware.
Thing.
I tried
I've
the
done
thing.
It a bunch. It rules.
This is like if Christopher Nolan was a fat fuck.
We're incepting our own heart attacks.
It's a temporal pincer movement. Baja Blast is traveling from the future backwards. That's why he has little oxygen masks on.
I like that the BB5 layer feels like one of those, you know, like water snake. You know those like things that are filled with water?
Yes. That's not the motion you're making.
No, but water snake. You guys familiar with the, you guys familiar with the water snake?
We've already said earlier this hour that we want to put our dick in a beefy five layer. Yeah. This just solidifies
We've been saying
that.
It for over 2 hours. We were talking about it backstage, too.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch, spicy potato soft taco. We just got to do it.
Oh,
it's not easy.
Fuck.
I just want to say a word for the spicy potato soft taco.
Spicy potato taco versus beefy five layer.
No, versus cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Right? Because
all right.
Would you rather
beefy
do it versus
one,
beefy five
one
layer?
One.
Why not?
Well, why is the beef, like, that's like winner steak.
Let's be real with ourselves. The two top items are potato soft taco versus cheesy gordita crust.
I don't think you agree.
I'm saying they agree and you agree, so.
No, I don't. Pump the brakes, Mr. fucking annual loser. You're just setting yourself up. Nothing I like will ever happen for me. Like, no. I don't like the spicy potato taco as much as these guys.
All right.
But are we playing winner stays on is what I'm asking.
I think we should do cheesy gordita crunch versus spicy potato soft taco.
Agreed.
Because instead of making BB5 layer go up against another match.
BB5 layer won one.
It won.
It's got to sit down.
It won.
For
it's
got to
sit down.
It's got to get like the guy to pat it on its back and say, you got this, little Mac.
I definitely have my favorite here. We'll see what happens. We're going to count down from 3 to 1.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Say the one you want to
Don't you fuck this up, Mano. Don't you fuck this up, Mano.
Now, Mitch, obviously, say whatever you want and then explain yourself for 45 seconds after.
We have to get this right. Betsy is ragging like crazy, okay? Okay.
You okay, Mitch?
My heart's maybe beating. I don't know.
Well, beating is good.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, beating's
Let's count it
a
down.
Good thing.
You're not supposed to feel it that much, but...
Three, two, one.
Spicy potato soft taco! Wait, what? I'm so proud of you!
Did spicy potato soft taco win? What happened?
We voted for potato soft taco.
I did 3-2. Oh my god! Cheesy Gordita Crunch eliminated! Holy fucking shit!
Oh my
are
god.
Yeah.
People are not happy.
Yeah, fuck
People
you.
Are not happy.
I've been brought back from the grave.
I'm
ends up
shocked.
Defeating the tournament favorite.
Gabrus is upset.
I'm fine.
let's
hurry up though.
Since this is we're going way fucking long. Since this is like the World Cup, that's been the format of this tournament. We should have a third place game. So that pits the Cheesy Gordita Crunch versus the Chalupa Supreme. One of these will win the bronze. Countdown from 3 to 1. Whatever we want to have as our third place winner. Here we go.
I was checking my heart rate on my Apple Watch.
Oh, no.
Mitch, it's Chalupa Supreme versus Cheesy Gordita Crunch for third place. 3, 2, 1.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Unanimous. Unanimous third place winner. Congrats to CGC.
I can't believe this.
I'm shocked as well, Mitch.
Now, Mitch, what if I told you none of this matters? Just do this thought experiment with me.
Beefy five-layer burrito versus spicy potato soft taco will be the finale. But before we do that, there is one additional award that we must give out before we crown our winner, Mitch.
I don't fucking care anymore.
Mitch, we got to give out the Heart of a Champion.
We
you
do
care
have to
about
the
structure
of the champion.
Of the
this one
we
matters.
The Heart of a Champion award. This goes to an individual or item that has displayed extraordinary mettle in this tournament. And for people who are less familiar with
you
this
like
concept,
the potato soft taco. I more love than the cheesy gordita crunch.
I love the spicy
potatoes. Put potatoes in the cheesy gordita crunch. You can. It's better.
Well, I don't think I'd like it in the same way. It wouldn't have the same sauce. It would have a different texture. I was expecting to lose.
I thought
expecting to lose too. You know what I mean? What was in my heart?
I thought the crowd was going to revolt against you guys.
I think
they
did.
But I think me and Mitch might be on some sort of CGC
island.
We got
some booze. We got some booze.
No, much deserved booze. Yeah, of course. But I think the spicy potato taco is, and it's delicious. I tried it for the first time this past weekend. I loved it. I think it's great, but I can't believe it fucking won.
I'm honestly shocked. I thought it was going to be the one of maybe two spicy potato soft taco boats.
I just felt like I would.
175 is a normal heart rate, right?
I think that's technically like if you're doing a HIIT class, maybe.
I felt like mine was going to lose, so I just like wanted to like give it some love.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would win.
No.
Well, here we are.
Yes.
The Heart of a Champion Award, Mitch, in the past has gone to Five Guys, Armin Weitzman, Super Mario, you, the fans, Grimace, PJ's Pizookie.
That's right.
Italians as a people, and Lids. Mitch, we can throw out some nominees, but I have a few ideas for this. So first off, the Taco Bell app. What a great app. How awesome is that?
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Black Beans.
It's like top five phone apps,
period. It really is. Yes. It's so functional.
And it's hands down the best food ordering app of everyone that does this shit.
Absolutely nailed it. The Dong.
Shout out Dynasty Typewriter for Christmas. Gave me a $100 gift card to Taco Bell.
That rocks.
And you can upload that directly to your app, and it's just like a credit. I went through it already. I'm not dropping hints about next year's Christmas gift.
By the way, you recently announced a 420 live stream that will be here at the Dynasty Typewriter.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. It should be a disaster. It should be more confusing than this. I don't know. It'll definitely have more Pondababa references. 420, Saturday, 420, 7:30 p.m. here at live and live streamed in case you don't want to ever leave your house again after this debacle.
Yeah. Right. And then stay for the 10:30 show, which is Bad Drag Race.
Oh, yeah.
Big night.
Big night.
Drink a cup of coffee, eat an edible, hang out.
A lot of what Taco Bell does today is because of the Crunchwrap Supreme, which was a pioneering menu item. Yeah. I mean, not my personal favorite, but it was like the first of their like weird things where they're trying stuff out. Sour cream has been huge, Mitch.
Yeah.
Of course, Toilet's a perennial nominee in the Tournament of Champions.
That's true, yeah.
Toilet's the 12th man award, for sure.
Why is there... I'm shaken by the results still. I just got... Yeah. I also, in my moment, I said beefy five layer. I didn't even say cheesy gordita crunch. My heart rate's 85.
Hey, there you go.
Is that bad?
Pretty cool and collected, huh?
Okay, you know what my thing with CGC is? It's not always consistent.
Yeah.
Mono, shut the fuck up.
Yes, sir.
86.
Yes, sir.
87. 88.
Your watch is smoking, man. It's smoking.
See,
you're new to the potato soft taco and you turn your back on the cheesy gordita crunch? You sick fuck. This whole fucking crew is out of hand. It's fucking bullshit. They know it.
Mitch always gets his way. Well, looks like you got your fucking way this tournament.
See, this is the passion I would like to have seen.
Your way is so funny to be saying about this.
You know why that's a better item? Is because you didn't have this passion for the Baja Blast Freeze.
I know.
I would have loved to. So you like this item more.
I love the cheesy gordita crunch. I think it's the best item in fast food.
Wow.
The best item in fast food, fucking fool.
I don't know if I go that far.
I'd like to officially second that.
Whoa.
It's a great menu item. I really like it. I
miss the Cool Ranch taco shit.
I do, too. Yeah.
That was so tight.
I had pickled Doritos in Canada.
How were those?
So, they were awesome.
Wow.
They were really good. Yeah, they had them in a combo with Cool Ranch.
Were they spicy or anything?
Yeah, they were a little spicy.
Okay, that's fine.
They were really good.
I
kept looking for more bags and I couldn't find it. Now it feels like I'll go to Canada and they'll be like, we don't know what you're talking about. But
pickle
anyways.
Chips? We haven't served those in 40 years.
Whoa!
You must be some sort of CBS's ghost.
Thank you. Thursday nights at 8:30, I think.
Mitch did the funniest thing. He just quietly looked at me and said, "I love you."
Come on, I can't let him think I'm really mad, though I am furious.
You can be mad. I can take it.
I'm mad at that result. But Wags, when it comes to Heart of the Champion,
that's right.
It's an easy one. I think we have the same idea.
Yeah,
here.
just to be real for a second here, we did this dumb contest called Ad Chad. There where we ended up having a fan who read our promos for a month.
Yeah.
That was our buddy Killian.
Yes,
who's been Killian it. He's been doing great.
Yes.
And we had him do our recaps all Munch Madness.
Yeah. So the answer for us, I think, is very easy.
It's pretty simple. That Killgrill himself, Ad Chad Killian, accepts the award for Heart of a Champion on behalf of the winner, the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Wow.
Thanks, Doughboys. It's been fun being a part of this year's Munch Madness. And what a great way to cap it off, accepting an award on behalf of the dead dog with a DVD box set instead of a trophy. On a different note, the contest said Ad Chad was a paid position, and I haven't received any money. Do you need my address?
Wow.
Congratulations, Gidget, the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Gidget.
Wags, do we have a sour cream of the crop award? I have one.
Yeah, please.
The potato soft taco. That would be funny if it won at all.
I got to go with green beans.
Yeah, I got to go with tempura green beans. That would be a funnier outcome.
No, it's very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Can we? I do feel like I need to mention, because I found this out yesterday and we were texting it on the group thread. The
wild.
Taco Bell Chihuahua Gidget was involved in a lawsuit over the rights. The lawyer in that settlement, which garnered $42 million from Taco Bell over the rights of the Taco Bell Chihuahua, is the second gentleman, Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. This is all true.
This is true.
So nuts.
We found this out. You found this out yesterday.
I'm going to break into his house and hit him with a hammer.
Parody.
Keep the live stream going, please. Keep it going.
Funny spoof joke.
There's more of a callback to what happened to Mr. Pelosi.
All right. It comes down to this. We'll count down from 3 to 1 and say in unison our winner. It is going to be the beefy 5-layer burrito or the spicy potato soft taco.
I love them both.
One of those is going to win the Dave Thomas Cup. Mitch and Gabrus are holding hands. Count down from 3 to 1, and we will say what we think should win. 3, 2, 1.
Beefy 5-layer taco.
Wait, I didn't hear it. What, Beefy 5-layer?
Beefy 5-layer 1.
Beefy 5-layer.
No, wins. Oh, my
Beefy
God.
Beefy 5-layer wins.
Beefy 5-layer wins.
Dave Thomas Cup. Gold.
Oh,
Beefy 5-layer. What an outcome.
The answer.
What a shocker. Congratulations. Beefy 5-layer.
The winner no one wanted.
Wow.
Beefy 5-layer.
Beefy 5-layer.
And look.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Wow.
It was foretold by the prophecy.
Hit it, Emma. 1. What the fuck? Where did the music go?
There we go.
Yeah!
Body. Wanna hurt my body, my body. Wanna destroy my body, my body. With some Taco Bell body, my body. Got a big fat body. Every doughboy wants to eat some tacos, tacos man. Crunchy shell or soft shell, you know I am a fan. Driving through the drive-thru, honk honk beep. Burritos in the morning, gorditas when I sleep. You know I'm gonna order a cheesy gordita crunch. Baja Blast and hot sauce, now that's a perfect lunch. Yum! Yum! Yum, yum, brands.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I want to eat some Taco Bell.
I want to eat some Taco Bell. Yeah.
We want to eat some tacos.
Everybody, one more time.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I want to eat some Taco Bell.
Hammer. Happy eating.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Wow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.